cliffcentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the cliffcentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. I put the wrong microphone on. There we go. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and Tamar.
Hi!
It was very perky.
I'm so excited. I'm back in my naughty land. I'm back in front of my guru. You know, I'm happy. We're talking about orgasms and the limitation, but I'm happy.
That's fantastic. So it's very cool to have you back here.
Thank you.
What did we talk about last week? Oh,
man parties, which I kind of Googled for days till I realized it's just a beautiful name to say men on a guy on guy. Or
there we go.
Yeah, which was, by the way, a really cool show to listen to.
It was really cool. And we got some nice feedback from it. And I hope you all enjoyed the kissing tips that you got.
Sure.
So, message us this morning, call us on WhatsApp, 079-748-2090, eargasms and expectations. And I'm going to explain what an eargasm is and where today's show came from. But first, we are going to do this.
Ninja sex.
Chocolate starfish.
Twitter bag.
Calipagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
andromimetophilia.
Dirty dictionary word.
Andromimetophilia.
You know, I think my gynecologist told me I have that. I remember that clearly. And it wasn't good. Wasn't good.
About in terms of the discharge or the smell?
Well,
or?
It was more like kind of like you're a lost case. You have that and that. It's an andromimetophilia.
Just
fuck off. Just don't waste my time, girl. Stop with the swinging parties. You have to stop it.
So Eric has joined us.
Hi.
Looking very spiffy with your glasses and your cap.
Thanks.
You know, when I told him it's
I don't know. I don't know what to
say. It's eargasms. He felt safe.
Safe. You said eargasms.
No, it's orgasms as well, but it's the possibility. So it's eargasms. It has nothing to do with the anus. Okay. So he is happy.
I'm safe. I feel looked after already.
Okay. Andromimetophilia. Any idea what that might be?
It sounds like it involves water.
And liking philia.
3 cups of rice. And a bicycle pump. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. But I feel like there's water involved. I feel like somebody's underwater or in water or busy with water.
Okay, you are
water.
So far from this
Thank
one.
Thank God.
You are so far
see,
away.
You see, your mother brought you up well.
Yes.
That's it. You don't know what it
and
is.
And I haven't explored that part of the internet yet.
Okay. So message us on 079-748-2090.
We won't judge you.
Tell us what you think andromimetophilia is.
Jesus, John T., what is this fucking science? Like, dude, give us something easy.
I thought it was a cool word.
What is last week's one was filler. What? Wait.
Philia something.
It was the study of kissing or the science of kissing.
Philomatology.
There we go. That's the one. Why is my microphone so loud? This is weird.
Yeah,
I can turn it
Please,
down a little
slightly.
Bit.
We can shut it down as well.
Yes, that's better. Oh,
you feel more sensual.
Yeah, the bass. The
because
bass
it's all about the, not so
no,
much.
No.
It's not. So
people are like. Running away.
I have to tell you a few things.
Okay.
Because we did stuff. We did a water massage thing this week.
You did?
And we did some brand new different things. And we have never gone so deep. And I'm not exaggerating with this. When people got out of the pool to go to the toilet, they were literally crawling. They literally couldn't stand up with the energy.
The energy.
It was just mind-blowing. And I just wish I could share this with everybody. that you could experience this, the depth of this, the peace, the relaxation, the pleasure.
Just emphasize the point that there's so much so much possibility.
So what's actually come out of it is we've been able to actually create this as an experience, a healing experience for single people and for couples to connect and have incredible intimacy.
Okay.
And it's just mind-blowing. And from today's topic, I just want to tell you that I wish that every man and every woman could have the pleasure that we are having at the moment and experience what's possible in terms of your pleasure. So where did today's show come from? My lover and I were kissing and touching and playing. We've been doing it for quite a while, and I really like her ears. So I started touching her ears lots and massaging and kissing and biting and licking, and she had an orgasm.
An eargasm.
That's intense. Holy shit.
That's like we want that as well.
It is in the land, so I have to quote her on this. Holy shit balls. That's her expression.
Nice.
Okay.
But John T, you have a reputation of helping women reaching orgasm by language.
Yeah.
Even.
But this is, yeah. So the point of this whole thing is that we go into sex with an expectation of how it should be, how it should end, of what should happen. And it's a pattern. So most people, every time they have sex, it's the same kind of pattern. We kiss, we touch, I touch or kiss your boobs, you suck me, I lick you, we have sex. And for most of us, the criterion that we've put on that to be a successful experience is orgasm. You have an orgasm, I have an orgasm, and we're done, complete. And my joke is, for men, it should be called going, not coming, because after that, guys just want to go to sleep.
Cheerio.
And that is an incredible limitation. Firstly, it's a limitation on how we have orgasms. And the second thing is it's a limitation because of the fact that we focus on that goal. We got to do whatever we do to make that happen.
Sure.
So we're not in the moment. We're not feeling the feelings, the sensations, the emotions. We're not present. And that cuts down radically on the pleasure that we experience. And it also cuts down on the kind of orgasm that we have. So the simple truth is there is no limitation to the kind of orgasm that you can have.
Did you know that, Eric? Did you know there's no limitation on the kinds of orgasm you can have?
I know there were kinds of. I didn't know there was no limitation. Hey,
did I get
already.
A credit card or like?
Yeah, I was like, shit.
Such a cool message.
Yeah.
Can I get my T-shirt signed at Sexpo? Of course, you can get your T-shirt signed at Sexpo. So
as long as there's no bodily fluids involved, you can have it signed. That's perfect.
For yourself.
You know, if it's
against bodily fluids.
Is it are you going to just smear yourself against it?
They want their T-shirt signed.
That's lovely.
That's all. How do you get from that to bodily fluids?
Because
Explain.
Message from last week was, can we exchange bodily fluids? So I'm just thinking, if they come there and do not want to change bodily fluid, that's fine. That's actually wonderful. Yeah. Janti is a sexy celeb.
I think this is just a pin.
Okay.
Not a
pin in. Okay, it's not pinning me in. Just a pin.
Have you not, since you came back, have you not had sex?
No, plenty.
Like,
plenty.
It seems all this energy is
plenty,
going somewhere.
Plenty. That's the problem. I got too much. Now I want to give it away. No, the fact is, I'm just excited.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
And now you're a celeb and people want you to sign T-shirts. What's next?
Signing boobs.
Well...
Yeah,
that sounds more like
it. There we go. So once your boobs sign at Sexpo, come
to see Janti. It's very personal.
It's really funny. So back to the expectations.
The big O.
So
the big E.
So it's
okay.
What's important here is that there are so many paths to orgasm, and as soon as we think that there's one way, we tend to put it in this little box. And I saw somebody yesterday, for example, who really struggles to have orgasms without her vibrator. And that's common for a lot of women. But the simple truth is that once you become open to this beautiful world of possibilities. You can have orgasms from having your toes touched or licked or sucked. You can have orgasms simply from somebody whispering the right stuff in your ear.
Because
there is no limitation. We are these incredible orgasmic pleasure beings. And the way that we look at sex limits the fuck out of the pleasure that we have, to be clinically blunt. So where does it all come from? Because somebody asked me this week, how, if you had to put in a really short sentence, where does this all come from? What makes that possible? So I'm going to tell you, it's one, two words, your heart. That's where it all comes from. The intimacy, the connection, the openness, the vulnerability, the energy that you are willing to feel, that's where it comes from.
All right. Stems from the heart. Yeah. Makes sense.
So the more that it begins with the heart rather than the genitals, the more everything else happens. And then everything else, all the technique, all the learning is simply almost a commentary on that. It's just an addition to it. So you need all of that stuff because it's important in helping you get there. But the more you're in the heart, the more that happens. So here's an interesting question, which kind of really links to this, which is, how much do you think society's instant gratification culture plays in this rush to reach orgasm? And it plays a huge part in it because we want this quickly. It's like we feel lousy, you have to change it. You have a headache, you take a pill. And you can't feel anything for too long. You can't even feel too good for too long. Because we have all these wonderful ideas. You can't have too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And it can't be too good and it can't last forever.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It can last for, and you can have more pleasure and more fun and more joy if you get rid of those ideas.
Is it because of the fuck you or? No. Okay.
Well, the fuck you is a part of it.
A part of it. Fuck you and so, have more pleasure.
Yeah.
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 You fuck.
So the more that we get rid of those ideas, so the mindset in this is so important because that's where so many of our limitations come from, the beliefs that we have about sex. So here's an interesting question. And by the way, quite a lot of this is linked to the journey that we're doing up in Mozambique called Your Sexual Story, which is how you go from a story of guilt and shame and embarrassment and limitation to this incredible celebration of pleasure and freedom. Eric, that is rude.
I apologize.
That is rude. You're going to get spanked for that.
Yay!
And he doesn't even have the manners to go outside. Let's talk on the phone in the studio.
You know, I've noticed with comedians that they, you know, I don't know if it's the fact that they're poor. They just need the job so much. I don't know what. We're just poor and happy. I don't know. Let's just, you know, we do what we love. I don't know. It looks a bit funny. So, it's a gig. Jesus, dude.
Was it a girlfriend at least, Eric? Was it somebody who
did they promise you?
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad.
Most awkward. This is like being caught masturbating. Like I felt the same shame.
No,
like,
Dad, you don't
know.
What
it looks
yeah,
like.
I'm still on radio.
I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was broken. I was trying to fix it.
No, well, John T is an expert of IT. It's ITT.
Sorry, I didn't. I thought I had it on silent.
Yeah, that's what she said.
A lot of people thought they had a lot of things where they shouldn't have.
A friend of ours told me on a Sunday morning she opened the window because she thought she heard somebody working on the road on a Sunday morning, and she screams, "Shut up! Be quiet!" And she hears something banging and, you know, something really knocking, and it was her vibrator in the drawer. And she, so, you know, it's just, yeah.
Very nice.
I thought it was on mute. I thought so.
So the whole thing first begins with changing your mindset. Get out of this idea that the goal is all that there is. And get out of the idea that what you think an orgasm is the ultimate, because it is not. It's nowhere near that. I wrote an article a while ago that said, and it was an arbitrary figure, and it came from the idea that we use about 10% of our brains.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an accepted idea.
You mentioned it.
And then somebody comes along like Einstein, like Steve Jobs, like Bill Gates, some of the amazing creative people, and they use a whole lot more of their brains. So I picked an arbitrary number that says we have, at an absolute max, 30% of the pleasure that we can experience.
That's even a compliment.
Yeah.
because going through your workshops, and I have to be frank, you know, you need to get the credit, and we need to explain to people they have something to expect. What we experience as sex, which is very exciting, not necessarily pleasurable. Usually people go after the excitement. Mm. It's thrilling. Wow, you know, it's a new thing, or I'm horny, so let's do it spontaneously. All those terms are not really about pleasure. They're about excitement. They're about kind of getting excited of the idea, not being in the moment. And the possibilities of pleasure after attending a lot of your workshops and understanding the tools you give are mind-blowing. I think we're not using even 7 to 10% if I'm giving a biggest compliment to the universe, because time, it's time consuming. I'm tired. The kids, only people, you know, you notice people come to you after their 40s, usually, unless there's a trauma or pain or, but when people come to explore pleasure, when is that, Jonty? It's late in their lives. They start 40, 50.
And we don't understand the power of that. And the transformational power of what it adds to your health, of what it adds to your life in general, to your creativity. And that's an important one. So this is really important for you, Eric.
Looks at Eric. Okay.
Yes, because what you do comes out of a creative space. So your sexual energy and your creative energy are exactly the same thing.
Yes.
So the sexual energy manifests in three ways. The first is that you can create life, you can have children. Whether you choose to or not, it's there. The second is artistic creativity, however you express that, which is a lot through what you do.
Yeah.
And the third then is creating yourself, your life, your world, jobs, relationships, the way you would like them to be. So the more of that energy flows, the more energy you have to be creative.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Then learning to direct that becomes important. So sex is a portal to so many things that are not just about sex, but the more of the pleasure energy that we have, the more that we can create. So it's very much about that idea of energy. So let's talk a little bit about that, because it's important to understand in this whole thing. So everything in our world is an energy. Every color has a frequency. Every sound has a frequency. Every emotion has a frequency. Every organ in the body has a range of optimal health. It's just energy. Everything that we do falls into a channel of energy. Everything that's been done to us falls into a channel of energy. For most of us, the way that we live, those channels are quite narrow. You go to the same places, you eat the same kind of food, you listen to the same kind of music, you watch the same kind of movies, you read the same kind of books. So, interesting.
Is it constructive to be like that?
No.
Just off.
It's not it's contracting.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, it's more contracting because it doesn't allow you to expand. So if you're always watching the same kind of movies, for example, you're not going to get any new ideas from the movies.
Okay. Makes sense.
If you eat the same kind of food, it's not going to be that exciting because there's no new
taste. You're expecting
the taste.
No, you know what it's going to taste like. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have this expectation of what it should be, and what life should be, and what relationships should be, and what sex should be.
Instead of opening up and
instead of saying, maybe I have no idea where this can take us to. Let's see what's possible. So for that, you've got to get out of the goal. And then you've got to be in something that's quite interesting called, can I just be in the place of possibility? Which says, I have no real idea of what's going to come from this. There's an amazing place that makes incredible ice cream. So I go there, and they have something called, there's a Greek Easter bread called tsureki.
Okay.
Which is quite a spicy flavor. So they made a tsureki ice cream. So it's this incredible creamy sensation, but with a spicy
twist to it.
Yeah. So you think, ice cream is supposed to be sweet.
Yeah.
And I really like ice cream.
It's really bending your perception on what it should be.
That's it. And I've eaten this ice cream probably 6 or 8 times. I'm still not sure if I really like it.
But you keep on going back.
Because it's this interesting exploration. Mm. And that's what being in that space is. Get out of this fucking goal and get more into this exploration and possibility that says, if I'm going to engage with this, let it be in me. Let it be a part of me. And every time, let's come to it with an openness that's going to allow something different to emerge.
That's huge. That's huge.
Sure. But imagine if you did that with life as well.
No, I get it.
So one of the most important principles of conscious sexuality says our sexual experience is a reflection of our life. The pleasure that we allow ourselves in sex is the pleasure we allow ourselves in life. What you limit in your sexuality, you limit in your life.
What you fear of, you fear also in your in sexuality and your life, yeah.
So you want to ask an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
What stops you exploring your sexuality?
What?
Whatever it might be.
And then comes up some for you. So it can be, usually it will come up, your fears will come up. I'm sure fear is a big thing.
So for some people, it will be the way that they were brought up.
Yeah.
The beliefs that they have, the roles that they have. So some people say, as a single person, there's certain things that I can do. When I become a husband or a wife,
I can't do
it
anymore.
I can't do those anymore. Mm-hmm. When I become a parent, I have to behave in a certain way.
So what's the question again, John?
What stops you exploring your sexuality?
Hmm.
And then if you're in a relationship, let's expand that and say, what stops you or what do you do that stops your partner exploring their sexuality?
Hmm.
That takes us to a very, very different place.
Yeah. That's where we all need to stop and actually understand that we are stopping ourselves.
Yeah.
And we are stopping our partners.
Yeah. And the only thing stopping us is ourselves generally, because we don't claim that for ourselves. So how much do you claim your absolute masculine energy? How much do you claim your absolute feminine energy?
But to go to the extreme and to go to really touch the walls of your room, you know, let's say your being is kind of a huge hall, and to touch the world and the walls and to get to know them is scary.
So that's a fantastic idea, because one of the ideas that we have is that your relationship and then your sexuality is a vessel that you are in. So the question then is, what are you putting into that vessel? What are you creating that vessel from? Are you creating it from fear and limitation? Are you creating it from expansion and possibility? Are you creating it from love, from kindness, from compassion, from communication? Or are you creating it from contraction? And then the pain that we have and the things that we do, the hurt that we cause ourselves and each other, the affairs that we have, the inauthentic ways that we express our sexuality, that makes holes in that vessel.
Yeah, the things we keep away from each other.
Yeah, and by not being our real selves.
From ourselves, that's true.
And that's the biggest thing. So I came to this quite recently where people say, so I protect my heart and I have all these walls up to defend myself so that I don't get hurt. Okay, simple truth. You are going to get hurt in life. And if you love and you are willing to love, you are going to get hurt. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But it's not a semi-permeable membrane that lets some stuff in and keeps some stuff out. You're open to it all, because it's all part of that beautiful spectrum.
Mm.
And beyond that, the more important thing that it doesn't allow you to do is it doesn't allow you to share yourself. And that's the bigger thing.
That's actually the problem.
Yes. It's not about what you're letting in or not. It's what you're not sharing of yourself. So your beauty, your uniqueness, your dreams, your fears, your hopes, your desires, everything about you, you're not sharing with your partner and with yourself and with your world.
Cool. I understand from a place, as you said, if I experience the world from a place of the world's going to hurt me.
Mm.
My relationship and my sexual relationship with myself and with my partner.
It's not going to grow. It's not going to thrive.
It's just staying, recycling something which is kind of a vague and fade idea that I picked up somewhere along the religious education, or, you know, my parents told me, or I've seen it in movies.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going to imitate it. Where do I say it? I'm not really living my life.
Yeah, if it doesn't amount to what you're seeing, it's not.
That's the thing with sex and with relationships, is it's not our story. We're telling the story of our families. We're telling the story of our parents, of our religion, of our society. We haven't created and written that story for ourselves. So it means we have to start thinking, what do I want from my pleasure experiences? What do I want from my relationship?
let's go back to that ear orgasm. I'm really interested about that. Jonty, is it true or did you find, did you find some kind of evidence in your non-clinical world that when you arouse other erogenous zones, and by the way, we went to check the origin of the word erogenous, and it's from the word eros, and it's really cool. So, so it's any area that has some kind of makes some kind of stimulation for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, when you have a proper, people like to call it foreplay, but I think it's the biggest, one of the biggest. You know, it's a fraud. What is foreplay? It's it's already the play. It's not to get into the pussy. Yeah, sorry,
that's the no. That's the delusion. That's what
it's
we've
like,
been deluded
to. Oh, I need to give her foreplay. Oh, she's such a bitch.
Calling,
you know, 20 minutes every time. I need to pleasure to get into the hole, and that's a problem by itself. But did you find that once you arouse more areas, once you really get the pleasure energy going, that actually the heights, is it like a snowball effect? Is it like a fire? Is it, what is it exactly? Because I discovered many times that if there is a lot of mind work and there is a lot of different arousal states, then the penetration and even the orgasms can be much higher, much more intense. But that's for me. So I was just wondering, what, how do you call it, or how will you call it, a rule of thumb of getting that sexual fire from not only penetration, you know, goal of orgasm?
It's a really cool question, actually. And there's different aspects to it.
Okay.
So it's to understand that the more you wake up all of that sexual energy in your body, and the more you wake up all the different parts of your body, and the more different channels of arousal open, the more arousal will come in different ways all the time. So sometimes it is a snowball that just kind of gathers as it rolls downhill, and it gets bigger and bigger. And sometimes it's this explosive fire. And sometimes it's this incredible wave out in the ocean that's just kind of building and going and growing. So it's all of these different things. But the more the channels are open and the more your body is open, the more you will get aroused, often quite quickly, in different ways. And that's the important thing, is it's going to be different every time. And that's the beauty
that's
of
the
it.
Beauty.
So sometimes it's about incredible orgasms. And sometimes it's about being in these waves of pleasure that move through you that are not about an orgasm. So it's about being orgasmic.
Ooh, that's a big term.
And being orgasmic.
Goddamn, that's deep for Friday morning. It's half past 10, guys. We haven't even scraped the afternoon and we're already this deep.
And you didn't even have any beer this morning
on
the show.
God, yeah, no, that's intense, man. Yeah. Shit.
So being orgasmic is about being in an orgasmic state. It's not having an orgasm.
But that's exactly the point. Not to get to a stimulation that orgasms you.
Yeah.
But you drive.
But you become the orgasm, and the orgasm becomes you.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
It's true,
that's
dude.
It.
It's true.
And instead of being about making love, it's about love making you.
What?
Shit.
Somebody has lost the plot.
Yeah, no, this is in my mind now.
So, let the orgasm make you. Instead
let
of
me give you,
you
an answer, yeah.
being. Instead of you
let me give
having
you
an orgasm,
let orgasm have an Eric.
Be orgasmic.
Did so your orgasm has had an Eric this morning?
No, his orgasm had a John D.
I'm hoping
and yours
so.
Had a tomorrow. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You don't know. Would,
Eric, no, no.
You don't know.
Eric,
okay.
I am really fond of you. You are not part of my orgasmic landscape.
But that's what I'm saying. You had
it's
a John
okay.
D.
It's okay. You can be all in mine. But
right.
Think about that this way, Eric. If you're like, you're going down on your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Your wife, sorry, of course, you're getting married
I don't,
first
I don't,
before.
Me, married?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, okay. So then she starts moaning.
Right.
And you lick harder and faster because you want to bring her to an orgasm, usually. Or put the fingers in or a fist or whatever makes her happy, right? So, no, yes.
No, 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 I'm listening, okay. I'm listening. I want to see where this is going.
Going down, you know what it means. Okay.
Right, right.
So you've said something really important there. I want to come back to.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. So what I mean is that usually that's exactly the equivalent. Then you can understand we rush just to emphasize and amplify that sensation to an orgasm. But what we don't know that if you would have stopped, start a different wave, then some kind of swirling energy, some kind of a different vibe would start of teasing. The mind starts working. Then she thinks, oh, is he going to start? Is he going to stop? What is he doing? All these elements.
Acting and reacting.
Yeah, let's say
you're absolutely right about all of that.
Okay.
But let's add one all thing to it, because you're absolutely correct. And
that's just an example for me of not pursuing an orgasm.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but let's add one thing.
Okay.
And it's something that I'm going to write a lot about in the coming weeks, which was the myth of male sexuality. And the basic myth of male sexuality, and a general statement, men know what they're doing.
And women should
male
say
male sexuality
you.
Is the more powerful sexual energy.
If I could do it.
There we go. Absolutely.
Wrong.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
So one of the most amazing things, when you're doing something that's good, don't change it. Don't go harder. Don't go faster.
That's what I was thinking. Because of the acting and reacting, it becomes a bit of a problem. Yeah.
Don't move. And a lot of it, a lot about penetration is about what I've started to call the rhythm of pleasure.
Okay.
There's a rhythm to sex.
Sure.
That's what moves energy. That's what moves and builds pleasure.
And it's, sorry to just to cut you for a second, to give an example, like the touch that you teach in sensual massage, the different rhythms. It's so important. Yeah. That's what makes a massage a sensual massage.
So sex is exactly the same. When something is feeling amazing, don't
change it.
Stop. Don't be there. So here, you want some amazing rhythm, guys. Little mini masterclass in sex. So, interesting thing for a lot of men to do this stuff is you have to develop sexual control.
What? Yeah, sure.
Because if you don't have that, forget it. You are not going to be able to give her the pleasure that she wants.
Sure, biologically.
And that she needs.
Yeah.
And you are not going to be able to take yourself to the higher levels of pleasure. So, little mini masterclass in the art of fucking.
Yes, I'm writing it down.
Okay, so you want more of this stuff? Come to Sexpo.
I'm definitely going to be at Sexpo. I mean, you guys invited me. I have to be there.
We did invite
you. I have to. Cool. But I need to go now.
You.
I mean, I'll be here next week.
So I'm going
to
write you down.
What
the art of fucking.
What is this staying for half a show, Eric?
I've got plans. I've got other things I need to do.
Really,
and stuff.
He's enjoying
I'm a young
it,
man. Yes, I'm learning more than one thing at once. And this is part of the education.
Jonty, when it gets deep, Eric is flying.
I'm going to stay.
Eric, we love you.
Bye.
Okay, so here are some
art of fucking tips.
So you have to have some really good sexual control. Sometimes lube is incredibly helpful for this. So here are some really beautiful rhythms. The first one is a really slow stroke. So this is like the ultimate. This is like the expanded orgasm of sex. It's called slow union. So, look into each other's eyes, because the eye contact creates the intimacy. And then there's a breath involved. You're breathing in and out at the same time. A nice deep breath. It's not a forced breath, just nice and deep. So, as you slide into your partner, and one stroke is a full breath. So, one full breath sliding in, and one full breath sliding out. And that's all that you do. Don't go harder. Don't go faster. Don't do anything other than that. Breathe and feel. Really, really the most beautiful sensations. Next one is a Taoist rhythm. So the Taoist sexual traditions have been around for thousands of years. And it's really part of the art of pleasure. 9 very shallow strokes, 1 very deep stroke. 9 very shallow, 1 very deep. And you do it 9 times.
And the rhythm?
So it's really, it's quite a slow.
Slide
9
in.
Very shallow, one very deep.
Okay.
So your very deep one can be slow, and it can be really fast and hard.
But you know.
And all of that sends these shockwaves of energy through your partner and through you. And I want to tell you guys something. When you get into the higher levels of sex and when you really become open, what happens is your body starts to drink her pleasure. The skin of your cock absorbs her pleasure.
Like energetically? What?
Yes. And so you absorb her energy into you. It becomes an even greater arousal. And you both expand into this pleasure. And you just drink her pleasure in, because there's this beautiful alchemical exchange of bodily fluids in this. Mm. And you drink that into you. You drink it in physically. You drink it in energetically. You drink it in emotionally. And it expands your pleasure. You become more sensitive. And your cock feels like it's even bigger and growing and expanding with the energy.
I wonder how many people can really relate to what you're saying now, Jonty. Honestly. Because I can understand it from touching, you know, the maybe, let's say, homeopathic dosage. I've participated, I've practiced, not as much as you, obviously. 10,000 hours of you, way past your 10,000 hours.
Long time ago.
But I'm wondering how many people can understand what you're saying right now. It does sound very appealing. And I wonder what will be the first few tools to get into that energetic space. What will be, you know, eye gazing, already something that people don't understand, that never looked in their partner eyes while they're having sex. Being conscious, being present, feeling, not feeling vulnerable and shameful of their body, all those things. I wonder how many people can really understand and relate to it.
Well, it depends what you want from your pleasure.
It
depends what you want from your life. So would you like your life to be this amazing adventure of fun, of excitement, of love, of discovery? Or do you just want to kind of live this safe little life? And if you want to live like that, then you're going to have that kind of pleasure.
Yeah.
And if you want more, then you're going to have and create more or different. And there's no judgment on either one of them. It's simply a choice. Do you want to be the fullness of who you are? Do you want to have this incredible life? Or do you just want to kind of go through the motions and it's been nice? Thank you very much. If you want to do that, don't come play with us. We're about the other stuff.
How many orgasms can a woman or a man have? Is it the same kinds of orgasm? Like,
no, it's different kinds of orgasms.
Okay.
And it becomes kind of at a point where the numbers forget about that.
But I want to share something from my life that I feel that if you are doing the same postures and if you're getting the same kind of, even if it's really exciting and really beautiful and a lot of giving from my partner, it's kind of getting to, let's say, 3-4 different types of orgasms. Like I can feel one is very contractive, one is expanding, like you can feel more waves, one I can't touch anymore, one I want to continue, one is I'm completely zoned out for 15 minutes. So I wonder, can you control it? Can you aim for a certain orgasm?
Yes, because certain energy states or certain movements will get you into some of those spaces.
So it's about the movement, about the rhythm, about the energy you're developing.
And the preparation.
Okay.
So certain pre-sex processes and exercises will help you get into certain energy states. So for example, if you're going to do something that's really gentle and soft and slow, then certain really gentle breathing, things like dancing hands, will help you get into that space. If you want fire sex, then you want some fire exercises that are really going to expand and grow that.
So there's no doubt about it. You have to learn.
Yes. Simple truth. Sex is an art and a science. So the science is learning about each other's bodies, where everything is, what it is, how do you find it, what do you do with it when you find it, moving energy, breathing, different techniques. The art is the connection, the intimacy, the understanding of energy that makes that possible. Very interesting question we got here. It says, I am totally and utterly in love with my girlfriend, but our relationship is changing to a more deeper love where in the beginning we were very experimental. I almost struggle now to pause, my love, and treat her like my little slut again. I feel like I can't push the boundaries in a way because I worship her and respect her too much. It's a fantastic question. So, here's the answer. Or here's an answer.
An answer.
Because as soon as we think we've got the answer, we have a problem. Because then we stop looking. And what we think of as the answer, sometimes it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and it will transform again.
And it's one level and one layer. So here is an answer. In the fullness of your relationship and in the fullness of your pleasure, every aspect of you and your partner want the space to be expressed. Which means inside of her is this little slut that might want to be dominated, that might want to be grabbed, that might want her hair pulled, that might want to be pushed up against the wall and kissed really hard, and then you just walk away and you leave her there panting. And then she might want to be thrown on the bed and her clothes literally ripped off and fucked hard and you walk away. And then tomorrow night she wants to be loved and caressed and worshipped. And then the next night she wants your head between her legs for an hour minimum. And everything else. The fullness of that expression allows all of us to be there. That's the beauty and that's the power. And that's the authenticity. In all of that, she'll surrender because that allows all of her as a woman to be expressed. In that, it allows all of you as a man to be expressed. The masculine presence is something that we have lost as men. It's inside every one of us. It's there. You might have to go way back in time to find it, but it's there. The masculine presence says that you create that space for her to be all that she can be. Which means you have to acknowledge all of yourself as a man.
Wow.
Can you be enough for her to release and reveal and express all that she is? Can you let her be that absolute slut goddess who is going to rip you to pieces physically, mentally, emotionally, and ask for more? And can you be that man who is going to hold her through the night with such gentleness and with such strength? And can you be that man who is going to look at her and those eyes and that gaze is going to go deeper and deeper right into her heart? And can you be a man who is going to worship her? And can you be a man who is going to rip her apart and reach into her body and put her heart in your hands and eat it?
Jonty, you should write more.
It's beautiful. That's your masculine presence. It is there so fully . It's not a 30-second orgasm on Saturday night. And maybe a blowjob on Sunday morning.
Really?
That's fine. It's nice. It's cool.
No, it's not. Because actually you're thinking that I'm off the hook. It's not fine.
It's not fine.
It's not fine.
No. Mm-mm. It's not. And we have accepted and allowed ourselves to be so much less than we are. And it serves our world, because the bigger picture is if we're all little subservient people,
sure,
then our world carries on the way it is. You want to change the world, change the way you have sex.
True. If it's compassionate and it's intimate and it's vulnerable,
it's all of those things,
then you will have more of that in your life as well.
You want to give your children a different world, become a different person,
different lover.
Yeah. And that's not just a lover of women or a lover of men. It's a lover of life. It's the relationship that you craft. It's the way that you look at money in the world. It's all of those things. And that's what sex is really all about. It's a portal into all of that. And along the way, the pleasure that happens is absolutely mind-blowing.
I attended a talk that York gave yesterday, mm-hmm. my partner, and it was in the university, and it was around entrepreneurship, and it was around thinking out of the box and basically understanding who are the clients that you're looking for, or how do you find more clients. And it was quite interesting. The thing that came out for me was that a bunch of people that paid shitloads of money for their education all did MBAs, mm-hmm. and most of them have very good salaries, are all getting out of the comfort zones, and they're sitting in a room and they're all wasting time on something which their goal is really unknown, but they're handling more of their creativity. They're allowing their juices flowing just while talking and exposing to more and more vibes, more and more people, which from, you know, my perspective, this is not what you do in a university, because you should learn something. And that was their way of getting a concept and then experimenting with one another. And for me, it just threw me back to here, to this space. Energetically, it doesn't matter. When you stop saying, I know, the best lover is the one who doesn't know. The one who feels, the one who's present, the one who's experimenting, the one who wants to know, is it good? Or even, as you said, why does it have to be good? It can be also interesting. It can be wow. It can be whoa. It can be shocking. It can be even, you know, rejecting you in a way. All these things are a part of wow, are a part of living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we shift perspective, then we start to shift possibilities. So how many people were there yesterday?
40.
40. Yeah. Okay. So how many of those 40 people who will consider really smart people because of what they've achieved in one way? So they have a certain level of intellectual
ability. Brain capacity
Let's call it that. Yeah. So how many of those 40 people would spend a tenth of that time learning about love, learning about sex, learning about relationship? That's all.
Maybe they will be more open after explaining that link, that it's energy is energy is energy. Energy you invest in your wife or energy you invest in your partner, energy you invest in your business is the same. Yeah. You're going to see growth.
But look at the amount of time and effort and energy we spend on learning about
sex,
jobs that we have.
Yeah, much more.
Mm-hmm. And how much time do we spend learning about love?
No, but you're supposed to know it, Jonty. Don't you know it's built in?
That's why we have the kind of relationships that we
have,
do.
Yeah.
That's why we have
mediocrity and...
Yeah. And that's why so many people are having affairs or doing all sorts of things that are essentially not an expression of their authentic selves.
What's the value? They haven't been exposed to the idea of the value of being authentic. The value. It comes usually, as you always explain, as a default when you get to pain, when you get to difficulty, when you get to recycling 2, 3, 4 relationships, you understand it's the same shit.
So interesting thing is that more second marriages fail than first marriages.
No, you basically recycling.
That we don't learn. Because if you did, you would do it differently.
To learn to hold the space would be a good start as well. How do you hold the space of your woman or your man? Doesn't matter. Of actual losing control, actually being in those waves of pleasure that sometimes tears come out, sometimes other emotions, sometimes trauma, and sometimes just even shocking waves of pleasure, which you look like you're possessed with demons.
Absolutely. And that is the scariest stuff.
Some people don't say, this is not sexy. Dude. They don't think
but
this way.
All of who we are. And if we're going to go on this journey, we have to be willing to understand and accept that all of us can come out in that space. And if I love you, then love is, I want you to be all of you. That's a hard thing. Because if I'm going to be there, I have to see things that are going to really challenge me, maybe. But in that is amazing possibility for myself, because firstly, I'm going to share those same parts of me. And then we're giving each other the freedom to be who we are.
Would you recommend eargasms?
I would recommend eargasms for everybody. Hmm.
Same with like the sacrum. You said that's a good place to start to massage it gently.
Because your sacrum can trigger orgasms. Mm. Anything can once those channels are open. And then it's not about this goal-oriented thing of orgasm. It's about pleasure.
It's more to be.
It's about love. It's about connection. It's about the moment, intimacy, celebration, and laughter, and tears. And can you do that? You want to do that? Have a laughtergasm. Mm-hmm. Just laugh and let it be there. And after you've had an orgasm, can you collapse with laughter? It's just the most amazing,
it is.
Beautiful
it is.
Feeling.
It is. It's that's one of the gifts that it just throws. That's a great way to understand energy. That this transformed to that and sexual pleasure becomes, you know, creativity and more ideas for your business. And then you become more interested in life and you want to live more and you want to have more. And this is kind of a beautiful feedback. You know, it's like a closed circuit of actually positive feedback. And that's a way to also, you know, people say, no, I'm a positive person. You know, don't stay in your comfort zone. They stay in the mind. They stay in the brain.
Yeah. Okay? And our world supports that. It supports much more about thinking than about feeling. Your information is in your thoughts. Your knowledge is in your energy. Mm. Your knowledge is in your body. That's where we know stuff, not the thoughts.
My friend wrote on Facebook, I experience, that's why, how do you say that famous sentence? I think.
Therefore I am.
Therefore I am. So he said, I experience that for I am. Mm. And I would much more resonates with me than the other one. Mm. And John T, just I know it's kind of like facts that everybody maybe know, but if you want to have an orgasm that is through a real building of energy, is it like time related? Is it like 20 minutes, 5 minutes,
40? It's not always about time. It's about presence.
Okay, that's
because,
for sure.
Because presence creates often intensity.
Okay. So it can be a very intense moment.
It can be very short, but it can be very intense if you're fully present.
It's
very much about being present. You become more present by getting out of your head and out of the thoughts and more into your body. Hmm. What is the biggest key for that? Your breath.
Oh, wow.
So focus on breathing in and breathing out.
It keeps you connected.
Yeah, and breathing in and breathing out. So,
yeah, what's
heart
the long
breath.
Oh, heart breath.
Heart
yeah.
breath. You yeah. want to learn something amazing.
Yes, I'm writing.
Heart breath. Very, very simple.
I'm going to tweet it now.
So your heart has an energy field that you can measure about 3 meters from the body. So as you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing into your heart center in the middle of your chest. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out your heart center. And it's quite a slow 6 count. So it's just a really nice deep breath, not a forced breath, that you're just breathing in. And you're breathing out. Oh, we can do some real heavy breathing here, baby.
With a squirting show. Mm. Yeah, I can definitely go there.
And suddenly everybody outside is looking at us. So, breathe in, breathe out through your heart. And the more you do that, the more you'll be in your body, the more you will be present. Andromimetophilia.
I don't have it anymore.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
Look what happens when you have so much pleasure.
It's
amazing.
From the past. That's finished.
When a woman is sexually aroused by dressing, acting, or being treated like a man.
Wow. That's...
Andromimetophilia?
Andro. Can you explain the words? No. It's too scientific. Blah, blah,
yes.
Blah.
Andro is about the gender.
Okay.
My meto is dealing more with the masculine. Mm. And the philia is the attraction.
So it's not a person who's... identify themselves as...
No, they just get turned on by dressing like a man or acting
wow.
like a man or being treated like a man.
I didn't do that before.
There we go. So, go home.
Practice
get
it.
One of your shirt and ties. Put it on. Okay. When he walks in, give him a big slap on the back. Can I get you a beer, bud? And there you go. And see what his response is.
Yeah. I might be getting turned on, but he's going to run a mile.
You might just at that.
I like that. And thank you so much for, I think we forget breath.
Just breathe.
Presence. Be there. And, you know, try to get the obstacle out of the way. What doesn't allow you to be present? What doesn't allow you to breathe?
That's it. So if you want to be part of our adventure at Sexpo, we still have place for a couple of people.
I'm
in
going to pop it on the Twitter.
And salespeople, so you can make some nice money and we'll be part of this beautiful adventure.
Yeah, we'll put on Facebook as a pin to top, so people who want to contact can just reply to that message directly to you. And Twitter will pin it also on the top of Sex Talk.
Come and learn. Come join us in Mozambique. We still have two places
I love
available.
The commercial. Oh, wow.
And you got to watch the Sexpo ad on YouTube with Donald Trump. We'll put it out on our Twitter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's really awesome. We wish you so much pleasure.
And more. CliffCentral.com.